church work.
Yes, ma'am.
I've taught classes. I've served as president of the WMU. I've attended the WMU regular, did for years. We used to have a good, strong WMU here. And I have always attended all the church socials, and we have them all along. And a long time ago, when there was a lot of young people here, well, I was pretty good on opening up my doors and letting the girls and boys come to my house, for it wasn't like it is now. Nobody come drinking, they knew better than that. And there was no such thing in the world as dope, not nowhere in this country. And they didn't dance, I didn't allow dances at my house. They could play, they could just have the biggest time. And do you know what our refreshments usually was?
What's that?
Now in the summertime, make all of the ice cream and lemonade, the bundt.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'd always have cakes cooked to go with it. In the wintertime, most in the fall, we'd start out with boiling peanuts.
Is that right?
In the wintertime, after most parched, we called it peanuts and popcorn and boiled syrup, and they could pour candy, or we'd pour it over popcorn, make popcorn balls. Now, we all had most fun with that you ever saw.
Well, that sounds mighty good to me.
Well, it was good. And I've always had lots of young friends.
Yes, ma'am.
Until this day, these children around here, what's here now, will come to see me. And a boy and his wife come to see me the other night. One of my friends was killed with a train up there in Mendenhall. Here they come that I own. Well, he's just around here. The people around here call him my adopted son.
Yes, ma'am.
He used to live in a house right up there on the corner. And his parents are not church people. And that child got to come into my house. And one afternoon, he got off the school bus and come walking up to me, and I was out there in the yard and said, "Miss, can you tell me how to be saved?" Now that makes you do some thinking.
Yes, ma'am.
I brought him in here and we sat down on the couch, and I got the Bible, and I got to reading, and we got to talking. And he come every afternoon for about 2 weeks. And I was leading him along, but I never would mention to him about joining the church. I wanted him to know what he was doing and understand the plan of salvation.
Yes, ma'am.
And one afternoon he said, "May I go with you to church this Sunday?" I said, "I'd be glad for you to go." I said, "I'll be by there if you." And I carried that child to school with, to church with me. I reckon about 4 or 5 Sundays. And he joined the church.
Well.
And now he's living in Mendenhall and is married, and he's the finest looking young boy, and he's young. I hated for him to marry so young, but after I met his wife, I didn't much blame him. She's such a pretty thing, and his mother said she wouldn't take nothing in the world for her. Said she was one of the sweetest, best girls she ever saw. And they come down here the other night and sat with me a while after that friend of mine got killed in with the train, you know. Mm. And he is just next thing to mine.
Yes, ma'am.
And my boys looks on him like that, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And go to church. The young people around there, everyone makes it a point to speak to me. I always get along good with the young folks. And as long as I was able, I would open my doors to them and entertain them. You know, it was always good, clean entertainment. Nobody, none of their parents ever objected to them coming to my house. And